All right, now I didn't watch the show last night, so you may have dealt with this, but Eric Campbell, one of our foreign correspondents, has taken great offence at your suggestion in the paper that there are many people at the ABC who support totalitarianism, and he's challenged you publicly to say who those people are and in what way they support totalitarianism. Have you
Well, I've
responded?
never. No. If this is the first I've heard of it, I must admit. Where did he make? I don't know. But anyway, look. The point is, I never said anyone in the ABC supports totalitarianism.
Yes, you did.
What I
You
said?
wrote
No, I did
many in
not.
the
I did
ABC
not.
support
No,
totalitarianism.
I never said that ever. That's absolutely wrong, John. When
It's
did I
in your
ever say that?
article.
It's not. It's absolutely not. I said many in the ABC support this sectarian attack on Abbott. I said at the start of my piece, I said. The battle against totalitarianism, Milan Kundera said, is the battle of remembering against forgetting. And the Cold War, as rendered by Ma in its dimensions on Australian campuses, he was giving a completely distorted and untrue version of this. And that furthermore, his attacks on Abbott had been given massive publicity by the ABC, and that there was an element of sectarian anti-Catholicism in this, because many in the ABC, and certainly have my own experience of being interviewed by Four Corners for an hour and a half for an Abbott profile, every question was designed to get me to say that Abbott had a problem with women. And they had no interest at all in anything that I said about politics of that time. For instance, that Tony Abbott and I still cared for the human rights of Vietnamese after the communists won power, whereas everyone on the left forgot that the Vietnamese existed once the Americans had been defeated. But certainly, I don't believe anyone in the ABC supports totalitarianism. I do believe a lot of people in the ABC, by their excessive focus on these ridiculous allegations from 35 years ago, are giving vent to a sectarian prejudice against a practicing conservative Catholic
All right,
having a position of national leadership.
our time ought to be devoted instead to the affairs of the world rather than what did or didn't happen either on TV last night or years ago at Sydney University. And